Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5, The Roar. Man, Lenny Dykstra. This guy has been nothing but trouble for like a decade. And remember the incident runner with the Uber driver? And now he's been indicted. He's been indicted on charges of meth, coke, and making terroristic threats. There's the triple for you. Meth, coke, and making terroristic threats. I believe there were some other drugs involved, too. I'm not sure. It was like a menu. Lenny apparently, it sounds like he'll be headed, you know, back to prison. We'll see. We'll see how that plays out. You know, Ramona, I don't know. I saw something today. I don't even remember what it was that it was some... Oh, I know what it was. I know what it was. I'm going to get in trouble now. Some loser, you know that show, Porn Stars? Some loser was selling his case of miniature golf balls.
What?
Yeah. It was on in the background, and this guy had a case of like 90 miniature golf balls, and he was explaining how the different golf balls have different usages in the game of mini golf, and that he got them because at one point he was thinking that he might wind up representing the U.S. in the World Mini Golf Championships.
That's why he still has them.
Right, which led me... he's given up on that dream. I mean... The guy looked like he was 65 and just walked out of a bar where he'd been all day. But nonetheless, that was his dream. Well, apparently he's now given up on his dream. Okay. So he wanted like $600 for his bag of 90 mini golf balls.
Okay.
He was offered 100.
Yeah, okay. Did you take it?
He declined. But it made me think, is there actually like a World Mini Golf Championship?
Probably.
So I looked it up. It caught my attention and I looked it up. And I found a video from 2015.
Uh-huh.
The WMF Mini Golf World Championships. In 2015, Germany swept the gold. There were representatives from nations all over the world.
For mini golf.
They had a giant ceremony to start in which it was like the Olympics. Like one representative from each country walked in carrying a full-size flag and waving their flag. And there was a master of ceremonies. And then later after the event was over, they had big formal dinners and they even had entertainment, very strange entertainment. Like they had like some women, tightrope walkers inside in a smoke filled. There were all sorts of, there were female jugglers but these people take this stuff seriously.
Well, yeah.
They have their team uniforms. There were teams there, Ramona, from Kenya and Russia.
Really?
Now
who knew?
Right. You wouldn't think that there would be a Russian mini golf team.
No.
Are there mini golf courses just all around the landscape in Russia? You wouldn't think so, would you?
No.
You know, I mean, it's hard to like find bread, isn't it? And yet, there'd be people spending money on mini golf courses and on their bag, on their $600 bag of mini golf balls. Russia? Okay. You know what? Put Russia aside for a minute. How about Kenya?
That's what I said. Kenya.
Are there a lot of mini golf courses in Kenya?
It just doesn't sound like a place that would have that.
I mean, you know, the long distance runners over there run barefoot. I mean, are there mini golf courses out there somewhere?
Man, I didn't know it was that big.
No, I see, these are things that were not known to me. I did not know that mini golf was big in Kenya or Russia. I would have thought that, you know, on the full list of entries from around the world, I wouldn't have thought that Russia or Kenya would have entries.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Surprising to me. And you know what's even more surprising?
What?
It's just like soccer, that we apparently suck in it.
Apparently.
We have a mini golf course every 100 feet.
Yeah.
How do we suck in mini golf?
It's supposed to be some family sport.
Right, we're like the golfing capital of the world, except, you know, when it comes to the Ryder Cup. Except when it comes to the Ryder Cup. But we're like mini golf course experts, aren't we? I mean,
I would think.
Well, how many golf courses do you think they have per capita in Kenya compared to what we have?
Well, they're more serious about it than we are.
How about mini golf courses per capita in Russia than compared to what we have? I mean, no offense. Is there a mini golf course anywhere in Russia? Is there one? They must have a team. They must have a mini golf course center where you know, at the age of two, start to indoctrinate you into mini golf, take you away from the parents. You know, I don't know. But
could be. If they're really good at it.
I guess it would seem to me logically, like we would kick the living crap out of Russia and Kenya in mini golf. Wouldn't it?
Well, apparently we don't.
Well, we didn't in 2015 anyway. Germany swept the golds. I'm sorry.
Swept the golds.
Germany has a bunch of mini golf courses. I need to get out more.
They have multiple prizes. I mean, how do you split off mini golf?
Do you think Germany has more mini golf courses than we do? Who started mini golf courses? Wasn't it us? Aren't we the originators of mini golf?
Well,
I mean, weren't we the first people to come up with the idea of putting a windmill on a golf green? Wasn't it us? Weren't we the first ones to try and hit a golf ball into a clown's nose, or, you know?
I imagine.
Yeah, it was us, right?
It had to be.
We seem like a mini golf people.
Yeah, we do.
You know?
It's a drinking game.
Right. And they're everywhere. And by the way, who doesn't love mini golf? We all love mini golf, don't we?
I think so.
Yes. I mean, we all love mini golf. Who doesn't play mini golf? Mini golf is great. I'm a big believer in mini golf. What?
I played it one night and I threw my club down and walked off. I couldn't take it.
You're like a communist, man. You're like the only person in the country who doesn't like mini golf. Who doesn't like mini golf? I mean, in America.
I was having a bad night that night.
In America, we like mini golf. We are mini golf. We created mini golf. I'm positive. I don't know who. You know, I don't know who it was, but I'm pretty sure that we're the creators of this whole thing. And if we're not, at the very least, we're the embellishers.
We embellish everything.
Right. At the very least.
If we didn't invent it, we took it and made it better.
Right. It made it better. Yes. Made it more challenging.
Oh, yes.
Made it more interesting.
And yet we
apparently suck.
Well, if we didn't win.
We didn't win anything.
We suck.
They weren't even picturing us. We didn't even make, like, the video.
Now,
it's a 20-minute video. It was
Were we in it? Or do we?
We had to be in it. It was world. It was countries from all over the world. But I didn't. I never saw anybody I could identify as an American. And they all had their team uniforms on.
There were no Americans.
Listen, if it's mini golf and there are teams from Kenya and Russia, then there had to be one from the U.S.
You would think.
There had to be, and we apparently suck, which doesn't seem right. We should not suck at mini golf.
Well,
look, when I was like a tiny little kid in a place that's unknown to most in northern Tennessee.
Right.
A beach community in northern Tennessee.
Yeah. Yes.
There was this sort of legendary mini golf course, and it was right next to me for the entire summers on the beach in northern Tennessee.
Right.
And I would go there like every day and just play and play mini golf.
Oh,
and
man, your childhood.
And I got really, really good at that course. Like, I could basically almost hole in one the entire course, and I won all these little tournaments on it. But you know, I was like 7.
Right. It's a family game.
I could have made it a career. I could have been actual world mini golf champion.
A prodigy.
Like that guy wanted
to
be.
Tiger Woods of mini golf.
Right, exactly.
Starting out at 3 o'clock. 3 years
exactly.
old, I mean, not 3 o'clock.
Exactly. I could have been all those things. I just had no idea. I would have stayed at it.
Yeah.
I would have kept playing.
Who knows?
You know, but I mean, it just seems to me that since we have a mini golf course like every 100 feet,
we do.
That this is something we should be really, really good at. That we should win this competition every single year. That no Russian should ever win. No Kenyan should ever win mini golf.
No, Kenya.
You know, Germany shouldn't sweep all the gold medals in mini golf. I mean, honestly, if we're to the point where we suck at mini golf, then we're finished as a people.
We're finished as a people.
If we have football. Yeah, no. Look, that's another of just our games. Look, apparently, as soon as we let the Kenyans play football, they'll be kicking our A2. As soon as we teach the Russians how to play football,
that's right.
You know, the Germans will be running all over us.
That's right. We got to quit telling everybody else how to play.
Apparently, we suck at everything. I mean, seriously, if America sucks at mini golf, we are finished as a people. I mean, I had no knowledge of any of this until this morning. Not good. We talk about Urban Nirvana. Urban Nirvana has 12 different types of massage to choose from. There's even the salon. The salon employs world-class stylists from the Southeast. Trust me, you want to change your look. You want a day of rebirth, rejuvenation, relaxation. Get to Urban Nirvana. It's all the re's can be found there. You know, if no one's given you the gift of Urban Nirvana, give it to yourself. Who deserves it more than you? We've had people just swear by Urban Nirvana. We've had couples swear by the prenatal massage. Can be performed in any trimester. Think about the people who do things for you in your life, your wife, your girlfriend, your mother. And massages aren't just for ladies anymore, fellas. But think about the people in your life who do things for you. And then how easy it would be to give back. You just go to urbannirvana.com. You print off your gift certificate right off your computer, and you're done. That's it. UrbanNirvana.com. Go there today. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Dickie, you'll be up first as soon as we get back. Somebody tell me how we can suck at mini golf. Walt Diptula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We'll be back.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Sweeney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Sweeney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake. Just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
Autumn is here and the leaves are falling, so you know winter weather will soon be here. Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Vent-free gas logs heat for just pennies an hour, and because they use no electricity, they'll keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. The Craft Stove Store and Patio has over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs for natural or propane gas. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Mickey Plower here. Fall is a great time to get your carpets clean with an awesome promotion from Zero Res. Book now through October 28th and you'll get three rooms clean for $119 and a free hallway when you mention my name. You love having friends over to watch the game. Zero Res can help you impress your guests. Call now 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs, the crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I was being sarcastic.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, We're WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Alex writes, I refuse to believe that the best mini golf player in the world is not from Myrtle Beach. They have more mini golf courses than Easley has fast food restaurants. Right. See, that's what I would think. I would think like not only would America be the obvious champion of mini golf, but that South Carolina might be the might have all the spots wrapped up. You know, like all the players on Team USA might come from this state.
That's a lot of mini golf.
Yeah, well, I mean, it seems like that's the way it should be. No. Dickie, what's going on?
Hey, Walt, I got the solution, but first, the mini golf spiel is hilarious. But anyway.
Thank you, Dickie. Appreciate it.
Hilarious. So we shouldn't lose in mini golf like we shouldn't lose in baseball with an MLB All-Star team playing Iceland. That would be ridiculous, but I have the solution.
All right, help us.
We need you to take a month off, go down to Myrtle Beach, tune up, and join the team.
maybe, Dickie. Maybe we do need that. I'm sure we could recruit people just off this show who could do better than we've apparently done.
Exactly.
Wait, how can we let Germany sweep us in mini golf? That's very disturbing to me. I don't understand.
We didn't even get a bronze medal?
No, nothing. Nothing.
Well,
they weren't even showing Americans on the. They were showing the team from Russia and the team from Kenya more than they were showing us.
We'll welcome you back from wherever it's played on the airplane as a local hero.
There you go. I like it, Dickie. I appreciate the call as always, Dickie. Thank you. Now I'm going to get an angry lawyer. Maybe he'll explain stick figures to us. I also want to talk. Let me go back to one thing first, though. Scotty had asked me before the break about the Oklahoma D. And remember I said there was a stat that I had written down here somewhere, but I couldn't immediately put my finger on it. I have it. This was tweeted by Kevin McGuire, who covers college football this morning. How about this? Six FBS teams have allowed points every time their opponent has entered the red zone. Six FBS teams have allowed points every single time their opponent enters the red zone. Those six teams, UAB, not a surprise. Tennessee, not a surprise. North Carolina, certainly not a surprise. East Carolina, sorry, John Hite and the whole John Hite family, not a surprise. Toledo, maybe a little bit of a surprise. And Oklahoma. And that's why Mike Stoops is not gainfully employed there anymore. Imagine that. There are six teams in FBS who have allowed points every time that their opponent has entered the red zone, and Oklahoma is one of the six. I mean, that defense is just an abomination. You know, again, the evidence of it was Army holding the ball for 45 minutes and doing whatever they wanted against them. And then, listen, Oklahoma managed to turn Tom Herman's offense into something that looked competent. And again, this is the same Tom Herman offense who the week before couldn't score against the worst Bill Snyder team I've seen. And they edged Kansas State 19-14. And then they put up like 50 against Oklahoma. I mean, that's how bad Oklahoma is defensively right now. And so I'm not surprised at the change. As I said, you know, we suggested before that the reason that Bob Stoops really left Oklahoma, I said it then. You know what's amazing, Rona? Big Bob sent me an article the other day in which people are starting to say that now. We said it then. When Bob Stoops left Oklahoma, I said then that I think a big part of this is that pressure was being brought to bear or was going to be to fire his brother, and he knew it was coming. Even if it hadn't happened yet, he knew where it was headed. And he just, he's, the Stoops family is like college football royalty, and they're just an incredibly tight-knit clan. And one of those Stoops brothers is not firing another one. Bob Stoops was not firing Mike Stoops. That was not going to happen. And I think Bob Stoops just basically thought to himself, you know what? The best way to get out of this is to get out of this. That's what I really believe happened in Oklahoma. Angry lawyer.
Walt, how are you and Ramona doing?
How you doing, angry lawyer? We appreciate the stick figures. Very entertaining.
Well, you know, you can't be a Renoir or a Marc Chagall without starting out low.
Exactly, you know? Right. Exactly right. You may have another career awaiting you.
82 days, buddy. 82 days. I had three calls today. Two of them were people trying to sell me something, and the third one was a possum telling me that if I married her, I could get on her health insurance. So I have plenty of time on my hands.
There you go.
You know, the Prius. And the Prius is headed to Colorado January 2nd. You know where it's going to get tuned up? Halt on Roper Mountain.
That's
Road.
What we're talking about. You see that? How about that?
I tell you, that's that. And, you know, that's,
you might
want to
have
them
put
go.
Might want to have them put some new headlights on before a trip to Colorado.
Hey, the headlights work fine now. I can't even believe I can see stuff.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
like bears.
It's amazing. 690-pound
hogs.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I was going to say something about Carolina, but what I really wanted to say is two things. One is this hurricane. Putting things into perspective, Carolina's 3-2, Clemson's 6-0. Carolina fans, give $3.20 to Red Cross. Clemson fans, give $6. It's nothing, but it's going to make you feel better, and it'll make you do other things. Red Cross link on their website. It's so easy. Please do that, because they're going to need some help down there.
Yeah, there's no question. So yeah, it's very true. It's incredibly sad situation, and. And I just, all the images and videos, just absolutely devastating. And it's going to take a while for these people to reclaim their lives.
A long while. Hopefully, yep. Football will help them. The second thing is, on a lighter note, I just put in a patent for a Mark Lemke Larry Fedora 3-day beard shaver, and now he's going to get fired. I'm going to lose at least $800. What's up with that?
That's too funny. Thank you, angry lawyer, as always.
Have a good night, brother.
Thank you. That's just too funny. I just put in a patent for a Mark Lemke Larry Fedora 3-day shaver, and now he's going to get fired. Is there any word on Fedora today specifically? I should have asked him that, if that was the genesis of that. I mean, obviously, we've had long-term expectations that he was at the end, so I would think so. Jeff says, Walt, mini golf was for the regular kids. Us sophisticated country club kids played putt-putt. Yeah. Lee writes, Stoops not firing his brother is why Venables is at Clemson. Yeah, look, the Oklahoma fan base didn't like any of that. The Oklahoma fan base thought instantly when that deal went down and Venables came to Clemson and Mike Stoops stayed, the majority of the Oklahoma fan base felt that they were getting the raw end of that deal. And over time, they made those feelings quite clear. Because obviously the Oklahoma defense continued to get worse and worse, whereas the Clemson defense improved dramatically, and those people were not happy with that little trade-off. And so, I think Bob Stoops clearly knew. Like, he's no idiot. I mean, he's one of the great college football coaches of all time. I know people love to hate on him, but he's one of the great college football coaches of all time. He's no idiot. And he knew they weren't getting any closer to fixing anything, that they weren't national championship material anymore. So, I mean, I think he just weighed all those things. And, you know, he said, look, we're not winning a national title the way we're constructed right now. And he knew that the bigger of weakness was the defense. And he just was not going to fire his brother. And so I think he weighed all those things, said, look, I'm not winning a title, and I'm not firing my brother, so I'm out of here. I really believe that was the case. I don't know that we'll ever know with certainty. I don't know if we'll ever admit that at somewhere or some point down the line. But I think that was a big part of it. You know, we have a limited number of ACC games this weekend. Obviously, Clemson not in action. But we still have some big games. We have the Miami game at Virginia. By the way, that's part of the Carolina. Ramona, do you have the slate of Carolina Alliance Bank pick'em games? Because we need to go over that as well. I think I had like one right or something. And lost. You know what? I took a bunch of road teams. I mentioned this the other day and lost every single one of them. I mean, or at least it seemed like every single one of them. They were all close, but you know, that's why people like home teams. And you know, I knew it was a suspect strategy. When I sent my entry, I noted to Kelly Gramlich. I said, you know, 8 of 9 games, because the Red River rivalry is a neutral site game. I said 8 of 9 games, I picked road teams. Probably not a smart strategy. But, you know, again, the road teams were like 2-point underdogs. And generally, in that kind of situation, the road team's the better team. But it didn't work out that way. Not last week. In any case, we have a new slate of games. I believe Miami and Virginia is one of the games on that you pick them. Is it not?
Or I have to look.
Yeah. Well, that's what I sort of want you to do. Look. I believe it is. I only took a brief glance at it. But Miami plays at Virginia this weekend. You know, Virginia's given Miami some troubles in the past. And look, I don't think it's a particularly good Virginia football team. I think that they're not bad defensively.
Yes.
It is on it. They're not bad defensively. But they're not very good offensively. You look at Virginia so far, and they have, what have they allowed? 102 points in 5 games. Not very much. They're only allowing 20 points a game defensively. That's Bronco Mendenhall's genius. The problem is you know, offensively, they're not great. They've scored 100 points less than Miami. And so that's that'll be the challenge for them. But, you know, they have demonstrated in the recent past that they, for whatever reason, they match up fairly well with Miami. Now, these are different teams, and we'll see how that plays out. In some cases, different coaches. You know, even Al Groh had some success there against Miami. But, you know, I think when you look at the game, I think it's going to be a relatively close game. Miami comes off that big emotional win against Florida State as well. You know, a game that they shouldn't have had. And so maybe things are just starting to fall in place for the Hurricanes, we'll see. But Miami-Virginia, one of the ACC contests that will be played this week. And I think it at least bears watching. I mean, Virginia's an underdog for a reason, but I think it at least bears watching. Let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue. Brock and Beth Watt Thompson, the original owner. They do catering, tailgates, parties. Look, if you're a football fan and you want your tailgate taken care of, why wouldn't you call the people at Tom's Barbecue? You want your tailgate to be the biggest hit of all? Have Tom's Barbecue on your side. You place your order, get your order in by Thursday before the game so you can get your tailgate ready. They have pre-planned orders, but they're more than willing to customize any order you want. They're the home for the Cheerwine National Championship barbecue sauce. Of course, you're going to want to get some of that. They also have Carolina Collision, which is the best of both worlds, Old Carolina, New Carolina. The barbecue is done authentic, the way it's supposed to be done, moist, tasty. Doesn't even need sauce, but you'll want the sauces. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science, smoke them for 2 hours, fry them for 60 seconds. They can toss them in any of the 8 sauces. They do fresh sides and desserts, and I don't care whether you're doing catering, tailgating parties, you're going to want to get some of that now legendary banana pudding. They're open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. Call them. Go see them. You'll thank me later. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll continue to discuss the ACC games from the upcoming weekend and maybe take a look ahead at the Carolina Alliance Bank You Pick'em contest.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Wahala at Daniel. Pre-game begins at 7 p.m. right here on 105.5 The Roar.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Swinney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Swinney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Tickets for the game? Check. Parking pass, food, and beverages for the tailgate? Check. You're all set, right? Maybe not. You gotta have your celebratory cigars once the Tigers win. Be sure you stop by Purple Haze in Clemson for a selection of premier cigars for you and your friends to enjoy in victory. Purple Haze is more than you think they are. For that special occasion, get your cigars, award-winning piercings, and glassware at Purple Haze Clemson, Tiger Boulevard across from Publix.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local with First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Fall is finally here, and that means college football, hunting, and traveling to the mountains is in full swing. Why not travel on a set of Yokohama radial tires from Steve's Tire and Service in Easley? Take a look at the Yokohama Geolander Series or the Ascend Series and save money. October 1st through 31st, you can receive up to a $100 mail-in rebate after proof of purchase. Wow, what a deal. So don't delay. Give Steve's Tire and Easley a call at 859-1361. Online at stscnow.com.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. Get a 2018 EcoSport SE front-wheel drive for as little as $20,999. And with that, you'll never have to pay any extra dealer fees when you buy from George Coleman Ford. The Upstate's only Ford President's Award winner. That's the four-generation family-owned George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than travelers rest.
Plus tax and tag, and after $2,250 rebate.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. They're special. Get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take red. 800-506-2734.
No one's better than Walt Dabdula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Can we just bring it down a notch?
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt up to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, a couple things before we get going. Let me tell you about my friends at Health Dear. You know, Health Dear, not a weight loss program per se. That's a side effect. So, you know, if your goal is to look better in a bikini for the summer, you know, they can help you. But that's not who they are. Who they are is a cellular health company. Your cells dehydrate over time. If you're overweight, your body has this nasty, visceral, yellowy fat that sticks like Velcro to your internal organs, and it's suffocating you from the inside out. It's leading to diabetes and gout and high blood pressure issues and forcing you into a CPAP machine. You sign up for the Health Dear 90-Day Challenge. You instantly get a nutritionist who will be there to help you all times a day. And you are on your way to wellness, to getting your life back. In as little as 30 days, you can be on your way to getting off of those medicines. You know, we had the one gentleman who offered the testimonial who weighed 400 pounds, and he really wasn't getting to experience his kids growing up. He lost 200 pounds with Health Dear, and now he is. Health Dear is going to teach you how to shop. They're going to take you into Whole Foods. They have an arrangement with them, and they're going to teach you the hidden dangers to look for. But there are only two things you can't eat. Trust me, call my friends at Health Dear. 1-877-432-7363, 1-877-432-7363, or online, go to idearegreenville.com, idearegreenville.com, and I promise you will thank me later. You know, Ramona, it occurs to me, I was still trying to come up with reasons why Kenya could be better at mini golf than us, and I did have a thought.
What do you think?
I had this thought, you know, when we're playing mini golf, we try and hit the ball through the head of the lion. When they're playing mini golf, they're being chased by lions. You know, so maybe that has something to do with
it. Maybe there are
legitimate issues there that I haven't considered that could conceivably, but it, on the surface, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I'm coming to you on the phone lines in a minute. Elsewhere in ACC football this weekend, Duke and Georgia Tech, that's a big game because, you know, it's funny. You know who's in last place in the Coastal? Duke. Duke only has one loss. Yeah. It's just strange. Virginia Tech's lost two football games, including one to Old Dominion, but they're undefeated in the conference. I don't think for long, but for right now, they're 2-0. But these two teams that to my way of thinking, are two of the top three teams in the Coastal, Georgia Tech and Duke, along with Miami.
Well, did you say that's one of them? Because that is one of them.
Oh, well, I'm not talking about the Carolina Alliance Bank. You pick them right now. I'm just talking about big ACC games this weekend. Duke and Georgia Tech, again, Duke winless. Georgia Tech was just the one conference win. And so this becomes an elimination game. We're still so early in the league season, and so much can happen. I mean, look, strange things could already have happened. I mean, obviously, Miami could have taken a conference loss against Florida State. Now, it didn't turn out that way. Mike and Corey, I'm coming to you on the phone lines. But this is a big game. And quite honestly, in the last few years, Duke has had Georgia Tech's number in part because Georgia Tech has not done a good job defending that short passing game. They've turned Duke quarterbacks into All-Americans. And we'll find out whether Georgia Tech does a better job defending that short passing game. And then, you know, Duke's good defensively. I mean, that's – and, you know, they're basically going to flood the box. They're going to try and take away Georgia Tech's run. I think this is going to be an interesting test to see whether Georgia Tech can do anything throwing the ball against Duke to back them off. But it's an important game in the Coastal. Virginia Tech is at North Carolina. You know, Virginia Tech, again, they have two losses, and they don't look good, but they're still unbeaten in league. And, you know, in recent history, Virginia Tech has had some issues with playing North Carolina. Now, I think, was it last year that Virginia Tech beat North Carolina by like 100? I think it was. But other than that, it's been a series in which North Carolina has played pretty well against Virginia Tech at home. But I don't know. You know, North Carolina, neither of North Carolina's quarterbacks can complete a forward pass for different reasons. Well, Surratt can, but he completes them to the other team because he, you know, telegraphs every throw he makes. And Elliott can't throw a football more than 30 yards, so it's a bit of an issue. And then we have the Louisville at Boston College game in which, you know, we already have a Louisville receiver talking about how Boston College guys are all slow on defense. And, you know, and then they don't play this week, but Syracuse is now 1-2 in league. You know, and they need to win games in league. It's not enough you beat one team a year or you almost beat one team a year. You're actually going to have to win some league games. And obviously, I think from a Syracuse standpoint, that loss at Pitt, very disappointing. Not all that surprising to me, but very disappointing from their perspective. Mike and Anderson, then Corey. Mike, how are you?
Walter, doing well. I hope you are.
I am, Mike. Good to have you.
Yes, sir. A couple of quick questions for you. Probably should have waited till tomorrow. One of them is Cornbread's Corner with Tiny. Is that going to become a regular part of the show? Because that's good stuff.
Well, I don't know. I don't know,
that's
Mike.
Good stuff.
I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe we could pay him. worth a shot.
Still to be determined, but thank you, Mike.
Okay. My question, and maybe you don't have time to go over it today if you can remember tomorrow. I was watching some highlights over the weekend, and one of the games was the San Diego State-Boise State game. And, of course, San Diego State won, and I got to thinking, I don't know the coach's name there. I think he's been
Rocky
there
Long.
For a reasonable amount.
Rocky Long.
Okay. How long has he been there, Walt?
He's been there a number of years now.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, I don't know, 6 years?
Okay. Well, they seem to have a good bit of success at that level with him there, and I've heard lots of good things about him. Why, when college teams are trying to rebuild or build a program like maybe North Carolina's about to do, maybe when South Carolina hired Muschamp, why does this guy's name not come up more often? Am I overrating him based on just a few years, or what's the deal on him? And
you know, Mike,
answer that, I'll hang up and listen.
Hey, Mike, you still there?
Yes, sir.
You know, this is sort of what we call the height of irony, Mike, because I actually have Rocky Long written in my notes, and I have him written next to North Carolina for that exact reason. In fact, I did that this morning, thinking about the North Carolina situation and sort of an outside the box hire. And Rocky Long is everything that North Carolina is not. And I think you're 100% right. I think more people need to look at him. I think he's one of the most brilliant defensive minds in all of college football. I regularly watch him take runs away from teams that are prolific at running the ball. You know, I know Stanford's run game has not been what it was a year ago, but watch what San Diego State did to him in that game. They held Bryce Love to like 20 yards. And then they went into Boise State and punked them in the run game as well. He's a master defensive mind and has been forever, even back in his days and when he was at New Mexico. And he's been quite a few places. And in fact, the San Diego State job he took over in 2011. So that's about right. I guess I was a year off. But he's done a tremendous job there. And he's also built really good offenses there the last few years. And every year he has a star running back, you know, whether it's Pompre or whether it's Rashad Penny. And now again, I think if North Carolina wanted to change who they were, I think Rocky Long would be a great hire, or who they are.
It'd be a great fit in a lot of programs, I think. Yep. One of the things I like about him, and it really doesn't have anything to do with football, but it does. I've watched him. I've seen him several times on TV. I've never heard him interviewed. But he doesn't act like a West Coast California type dude, like Pete Carroll or somebody.
No, no.
He acts like a guy that would hang out with Tiny hunting hogs and bears, to be honest with you. I think he'd be a great fit for somebody. And enjoy your show, Walt. No, hang up and listen.
Thanks you. Well done, Mike. Yeah. Yeah, Rocky Long, the coach at San Diego State, is, you know, I've been talking about him the last couple of years every now and again and suggesting that someone ought to look at him. And the more I think, again, look, he wouldn't have ties. You know, I think his career has been spent primarily west of the Mississippi. In fact, all of it's been spent west of the Mississippi. So he wouldn't have regional ties, but that's not a prerequisite. A smart guy can hire coaches who have regional ties. And I think Rocky Long's the guy who would change the culture at North Carolina. He'd make them much tougher, just much tougher. He's a tough guy. He's a brilliant defensive mind. I love watching him scheme defensively. I love watching him take away opponents' run game. And what he's done at San Diego State. Look, the last 2 years, he's won like 21. What's he won? 21 games the last 2 years at San Diego State. Actually, go back the 3 years. 2015, he won 11 games. 2016, he won 11 games. 2017, he won 10 games. And he's already 4-1 this year after losing Rashad Penny. And he just went to Boise State and beat their brains in on the blue field. Corey, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Good, Corey. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, man, I've got a question to run by you real quick.
Yep.
Suppose that you're the defensive coordinator of the team that is playing Clemson in the national championship game this coming year. Suppose that happens. I've got one thing that I think that Clemson needs to do that would be basically unbeatable, and that's the development of the tight end. Because I don't see, if they remain healthy, how a defensive coordinator is going to stop Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, and a phenomenal, you know, the development of whoever we have. They just have to step up. You know, do you agree with that? I don't see how you stop it.
Well, look, I mean, I think Clemson has enough weapons that that if the weapons all develop in unison, that Clemson is going to be tough to stop anyway. You know, you can't just sort of wish the tight end into existence. And Clemson's pieces at tight end, you know, are a little bit of a mixed bag right now. Eventually, Brandon Galloway is going to be a Jordan Leggett or better style or better receiver in the passing game. You know, could you see more of that, more utilization of the tight end with Trevor Lawrence as the quarterback as the year goes on? Possibly. I think, Corey, what you just want is the continued development of Trevor Lawrence, period. Whether he's thrown in the receivers, the backs, or the tight end, his development is really key to Clemson potentially winning the national championship at the end of the process.
I think the zone read pop pass is something that he can just destroy defenses with how quick his release is and how strong and his arm is and how much they respect DTN. I just think that's too much if he can't continue that. And that's all I got. Good.
Thanks, Corey. Appreciate it, Joe. Appreciate the call. You know, it's again, I think that you just want to see Trevor Lawrence continue to develop and get better on a game-by-game basis. And that's really what these games are for now. You know, it's getting to that process. It's control your division. It's continuing to win. And I would expect he would continue to improve on a game-by-game basis. And if that means more utilization of the tight end, so be it. We're done. Walt Tiptoe at Road Rage. I'll see you tomorrow.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP, Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar. CBS Sports Flash.
I'm Jay Berman. We'll start with baseball and the sports version of the Final Four. Well, it's intact now. Dodgers and Brewers in the National League Championship Series. It begins on Friday night, 8:09 Eastern Time, first pitch. Heck of a pitching matchup, Clayton Kershaw, Jolie Chassin. Again, Dodgers and Brewers in Milwaukee, Game 1. Game 2 will be on Saturday, and Game 1 of the American League Championship Series will be on Saturday as well. Astros and Red Sox from Fenway in Boston. All right, to football, just over 24 hours from now, it'll be the Eagles and Giants already on to week 6 of the NFL regular season. Thursday night football from New York. Giants are 1-4. Eagles are 2-3. Philadelphia heading in as 3-point favorite.